Hey, and welcome back to Notes to Her, the Daily Pep Talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach, here to help you stop shrinking, stop hiding, and start showing up even when the fear is loud. Today's note is for the woman who feels scared, but knows that she can't keep sitting on the sidelines of her own life. And before we go any further, let me say this up front. It's okay to be scared. I know how it feels to have hopes and dreams that light you up, and at the same time feel terrified to actually step into them. So want more for your life, your career, your business, your voice, but stay stuck in the comfort zone because it feels familiar. I've been there, wanting the next level, but afraid of what would happen if I actually tried. And here's why today's note matters. Fear doesn't always show up as panic. Sometimes fear shows up as hesitation, as overthinking, as I'll wait a little longer, as staying quiet when you know you should speak. So today, we're not talking about how to get rid of fear. We're talking about how to stop letting fear make decisions for you. Because you don't need to be fearless to move around. You just need to be willing to show up scared. Now, fear is not the enemy. Fear is a normal response to growth. Your brain is wired to protect you, not to push you into expansion. So when you're about to do something new, visible, or unfamiliar, your nervous system often reads that as danger. Fear says, what if you fail? What if people judge you? What if you're not as good as you think? And here's where fear becomes dangerous. A lot of times we think if we just ignore it, we push it to the back of our minds, then the fear will go away and we don't have to deal with it. But when fear is left unchallenged, it doesn't just keep you safe, it keeps you stuck. It convinces you to delay decisions, avoid visibility, play small instead of risking disappointment, stay comfortable instead of aligned. And over time, fear doesn't just slow you down, it erodes your confidence. Because every time you don't show up, your brain learns, see, we can't handle this. And that's how fear quietly becomes the boss. Now, I want to tell you this story about a client of mine, Rachel. Rachel had a business. She was very talented, smart, very knowledgeable, but she was terrified of failing. So she played it safe. She didn't talk about what she offered. She didn't take risks. She didn't fully claim her expertise. And her business slowly became more of a hobby than something that she believed in. Then one day, she watched someone in a similar industry start thriving. Someone with the same skills, same resources, same starting point. Instead of feeling inspired, she felt defeated. She told herself, maybe I'm not cut out for this. Maybe I waited too long. Maybe I should just quit before I embarrass myself. Then she found one of my posts and she reached out. And we started working together. We didn't just jump straight into strategy. We worked on her self-esteem, her fear of being seen, her belief that she had to be perfect before she could be visible. And within a month, something shifted. Rachel started showing up. She talked about her work. She shared her voice. She took imperfect action. Not because the fear disappeared, but because she stopped letting fear decide. And that's the difference. So here's the reframe that I need you to sit with today. Fear is not and should not be a stop sign in your life. It is a signal. Fear does not mean you're not ready. It means you're stepping outside of what's familiar. Fear doesn't mean you're incapable. It means you're growing. The only way confidence is built is through action, not before it. You don't wait until you feel brave. You act and bravery follows. You don't wait until you feel ready. You show up and readiness is built. Avoiding fears teaches your brain to fear more. Facing fears teaches your brain you can handle hard things. And that's how confidence is created. So if you're scared right now, ask yourself this. What would it look like to show up without forcing perfection? Not loud, not dramatic, not all at once. Just present. One honest post, one conversation. One decision, one step forward. You don't need to leap. You just need to stop standing still. It is okay to be scared, but don't let fear keep you invisible. And if this note hits you and you're ready for a deeper support, applications for my private coaching are open. Journey to Confidence is for the woman who Rachel started showing up as, posting, talking about her offers, claiming her space. Not because fear disappeared, but because fear stopped being in charge. And that's the shift.